Bonjour à toutes et à tous et bienvenue dans le mot de la semaine sur Learn to French. Je m'appelle Eden et j'enseigne le français. Hello and welcome to our weekly word study on Learn to French, where we learn and analyze a specific word in French. Today's word is going to be intempestif. So before I start, make sure to click on the link in the show notes, that way you can read everything. So the word intempestif in French is an adjective. What does it mean? Let's take a look at the definition. So in French, this is what they say. Qui se fait ou se manifeste à contretemps et peut être inconvenant. Once again. Qui se fait ou se manifeste à contretemps et peut être inconvenant. So in a nutshell, intempestif is an adjective that describes something as untimely or inconvenient. This means that the noun it is describing can be something out of place, unwanted, or even inappropriate. Here's a sentence, for example. Ces bruits intempestifs me fatiguent. These untimely noises are making me tired. So where does the word intempestif come from? Well, it's simple. Just like many words in French, the word intempestif comes from Latin. It comes from intempestivus, which means out of season, and tempus, which means time. So there's not a lot of things to say regarding the origins of this word, but I would like to show you how to construct sentences with this word intempestif. So I told you earlier that this word is actually an adjective. Therefore, you will need to pay attention to its different forms when you use it. In French, adjectives agree with the noun's gender and number. So an adjective describes a noun, right? But we say that it agrees with the noun. This means that if the noun the adjective is describing is masculine, feminine, singular, or plural, the adjective will follow that. For example, if intempestif is describing a singular masculine noun, then you can use the general form, which is the masculine singular form. This is what we call the default form of the adjective. So if the noun is a masculine singular noun, use intempestif, so the word that you clicked on, intempestif, intempestif. For example, un bruit intempestif. If it's describing a singular feminine noun, then you change that if to ive. Use intempestive, intem. P-E-S-T-I-V-E instead of I-F. Une démarche intempestive. This is actually a general rule for adjectives that end in I-F in their masculine form. They will have their feminine form end in I-V-E. If intempestif is describing a plural masculine noun, use intempestif. So, intempestifs. So you take the masculine form and simply add an S to it. For example, des visiteurs intempestifs. If it's describing a plural feminine noun, then this time use intempestive, ives. So you simply add an S to the feminine form. Des restrictions intempestives. So this is a rule for most adjectives that end in IF in their masculine form. The feminine form will be IVE, and you simply add an S to either the masculine or the feminine form to make it plural. So I hope you enjoyed today's word. Make sure to click on the link in the show notes, that way you can read everything. Merci beaucoup d'être resté avec moi aujourd'hui, et on se retrouve la semaine prochaine pour un autre mot. À bientôt!